Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. Violence against women will dominate talks at an emergency national cabinet meeting this morning. State and territory leaders will converge on Canberra to meet with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
We also need practical, immediate measures and responses as well.
A major investigation continues after a 19-year-old woman was found dead in a Sydney apartment. Paramedics were called to North Bondi just after nine yesterday morning, following reports a woman had been found unresponsive. A 32-year-old man was arrested at the scene. A twist in the defamation battle between Senator Linda Reynolds and former staffer Brittany Higgins. David Shiraz, the partner of Higgins, has revealed he's pulling out of the fight because he can't afford it to go to trial. Senator Reynolds is suing the couple over several social media posts. Budget airline Bonza has been placed into voluntary administration just 15 months after its launch. All flights have been cancelled and its planes were repossessed and now sit grounded at airports including Melbourne, the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast. Aviation expert Geoffrey Thomas says with the collapse of Ansett, Compass and Tiger, domestic aviation isn't looking good for new players.
The chances of Bonza being resurrected from here after going into voluntary administration are virtually nil. I think, sadly, this is the end of Bonza.
Overseas, and a 14-year-old boy has been killed in a sword attack in northeast London, while four others have been injured. A 36-year-old suspect has been arrested after he was tasered. The incident is not being treated as terror-related. And Donald Trump is in hot water, held in contempt of court for violating a gag order that limits what he can say about those involved in the case. He's been fined $9,000 and warned he could go to jail if he violates the order again. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, South Sydney assistant Ben Hornby is expected to take over as head coach following the sacking of Jason Demetriou. He's been under mounting pressure, leading South to just five wins in their last 22 games. The three-match ban given to AFL footballer Jack Higgins has been upheld. The St Kilda small forward will now miss key matches against North Melbourne, Hawthorn and Fremantle. In entertainment news, King Charles has visited cancer patients in his first major public engagement since his own diagnosis. He reassured them about his own health, telling one he's doing well. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.